you guys had mentioned this might be the last year. Is it officially your last go around, or you're still kind of tossing around, hey, we might do this again one more time?
Well, every year we talk about this is it, we're done. And then on the way back at the airports, I talked to some of the girls and says, yes, I want to do it again next year. So I'm just from my group of girls, I had two of them that wants to come back next year. And then we got one girl from Alma that she hurt her shoulder, I believe, and her knee, and she's planning on coming back next year too. So probably next year again.
So you guys tossing around for the time being. Hey, we might try this again, make the trip, get a team or a couple of teams organized for next year.
Yeah. Yeah, just to give the girls an opportunity to do something that out in this area, we don't have too many opportunities like that, because most of the girls that go there from club volleyball and things like that, and we don't have too many girls that join club.
Coach, talk about your team. I know you split the squads. Coach Traster had half, you had half, and you had some kids I recognize from Hitchcock County, I think from McCook, and from other Alma you mentioned. Who is the other schools maybe kind of represented on your squad?
Oh, I'll just go through the names here if that's all right.
Yep, that's true. Sure, go ahead.
From Alma, I had Miley Whitney. She was my setter. From Sandhill Stedford, I had Addison Muir. And also I had Lainey Goldberg. Alliance, I had Jalen Clark, who Alliance will be in that McCook tournament this fall. And I had another one, Kenley Pfeiffer, was my setter for there too. McCook, Alexis Quinn, I had to commented with her, and she's all excited and says she's the only girl that went to Hawaii and brought back two gold medals. So she was thrilled about that. Avery Howard, she's from South Platte. I got Lucha Olivier from Cozad, and then Katie Gratzik from Hitchcock County.
So, wow, you had some girls all the way from Alliance make the road trip. Yeah, I know you had a couple of practices, but they tried to get here, and so that's covering a lot of territory, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I kind of started sending out invitations to girls from probably Lexington West. As I said, like I said before, back out in the West, the girls don't have too many opportunities like that.
Now you finished, you went, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the divisions you finished pretty high. And how many matches? And I take it you played a very tough schedule against some of those teams, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. In our pool that we had there, I think, three out of the five were in the finals in their individual pools. So I thought that. The only team that beat me was they won the gold medal division. And we got first in our division, and I think the other one, I think they were at least second as far as I know. But we got first, yeah. Record-wise, we were in pool play, we were 6-2 sets. They only go two sets. And then the silver division, obviously, we went 4-0.
So really played some good volleyball. This team, but it sounded like you meshed pretty good, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, it's just like, when last time we practiced there at Southwest, and thank you to the administration for letting us be there, they gelled. It's like no other team I've ever had. I mean, just like they've been playing together for years, and that was kind of nice to see.
Yeah, I'd had a chance to watch in high school ball a few of these girls you mentioned. Some of the others I hadn't had a chance to watch, but looks like just judging by the picture I saw, had a good setter, had some decent height, decent size for this team, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. My two middle hitters outside of Alexis, too, that hit once in a while, and they're close to 6 foot, or I think the one from Sandhill Stedford might be 6'1".
Well, I know, Coach, a couple of years ago with COVID, that tournament really turned around big time. But since then, things are back to normalcy. You're playing in a gym, and things are back to what the trips were originally scheduled to be like, right?
Yeah, because we always used to just practice in the big gym, and with money and everything else, you kind of cut down, and then we started practicing over in the park, which is really a nice, flat little area. Girls can go barefoot and things like that. And then sometimes if you're not practicing in the park, we practice The other half goes over and plays sand volleyball, which is something different the girls probably don't ever get here.
And I take it along with volleyball matches. You had a chance to hit the sights of Hawaii. They really roll out the red carpet and treat you well over there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Some of the girls went parasailing, snorkeling. Let's see, we went to Pearl Harbor, and it just all kinds of different things over there. It was kind of fun. Some of them went with their parents. Some of them went with us, and some of them just wanted to go lay out on the beach.
Did you have quite a few parents make the trip over?
Yeah, we ended up, I was counting up here earlier, between Tracer's team and my team, I think we ended up with about 15 parents. That's with kids and, you know, their kids and stuff like that along with us.
That's terrific. Glad you had a great time. And as you said, repeat it again. It's you're thinking about, hey, why not come back? Let's do this again, Coach, and try it again next year.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking. It's kind of a joy to watch him.
And what else are you doing with your life, Coach? Besides going to Hawaii in the summertime, are you keeping busy, enjoying retirement?
Yeah, I am. It's different. I keep thinking I got to get up early and quickly get things done so I can get back to school. And I go, oh, wait a minute. I don't have to now. I can. I don't get it done today, I can finish it tomorrow.
There you go. It was a change. No question. I'm sure it was a change getting used to not having to do those things anymore.
Yeah, that's true. We celebrated our retirement, Lovely and I, last. Lovely, that's what I call my wife. Jennifer. We went to Ireland to watch the football game. That was our retirement present to each other.
Did she go to Hawaii with you on this trip?
Yeah, she did.
That's a pretty good second retirement gift, I would think, going to Hawaii. Had she gone out with you guys before?
Oh, I think she's gone about 5 times through their 20-some years.
And I'm sure it never gets old for her to go out to Hawaii again, does it?
No, it doesn't. It, you know, one year, many years ago, Lovely and I were walking down out of the airport, and I says, you know, I don't know how many years it's been. I says, I'm kind of tired of doing this. We've kind of seen the same old thing. About that time, a girl from, I can't remember her name now, from Cambridge grabbed me and says, look, a palm tree. I've never seen a palm tree before. And I turned to my wife and said, that's why we do this every year, because they get a chance to see things they never will.